Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. Two Republicans are competing in the race for Alabama's 6th congressional district. State Representative Paul DeMarco and think tank founder Gary Palmer meet in the July 15th runoff. They're vying to replace retiring Alabama Representative Spencer Backus. Both candidates point to their experience, DeMarco as a legislator and Palmer with his policy work. DeMarco led the crowded primary field in the initial June election. He's endorsed by the National Rifle Association, Manufacture Alabama, and all but one congressional district legislator. Palmer is backed by the Club for Growth, Rick Santorum, and former primary opponents Senator Scott Beeson and Will Brook. The winner faces Democrat Avery Weiss in November. A new state law goes into effect today that could change the lives of people with arrest records. The new measure allows residents who are arrested for a crime but not convicted to get that arrest record erased. The act only applies to nonviolent felony charges or if someone is convicted. It can also expunge the record of people found not guilty. Huntsville attorney Phil Price is a supporter of the new law. He says there is a $300 administrative fee and paperwork.
You have to gather certified records from the court where the case was pending. You have to notify the Alabama Criminal Records Center and get certified records from them. That's one of the things that we're having a delay on.
Price says the law only hides arrest records from the public. There are conditions for erasing an arrest record. If someone applies for a job in government, law enforcement, or banking, an arrest record is made available. Governor Robert Bentley will help open a plant in North Alabama today. As Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez reports, the plant will help in the Jack Daniel's whiskey supply chain.
Governor Bentley is expected to visit the grand opening of Jack Daniel's Cooperage in the town of Trinity this morning. The plant is where workers will build oak barrels that will hold Jack Daniel's whiskey. Bentley says the plant will employ about 200 people, and the barrels are used to hold the whiskey while it matures. Jack Daniel's is the world's top-selling whiskey. It's brewed and bottled in Lynchburg, Tennessee. State and local government provided the company with tax breaks, land, and worker training worth about $63 million to build the facility. This is the second move into Alabama by Jack Daniel's. The company has a 30-employee mill in Stevenson to produce wood for the barrels being built in Trinity. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
The University of Georgia's Art Museum plans to exhibit the works of a little-known artist from Alabama. The exhibition at the Georgia Museum of Art at UGA is titled The Prince of Mary Wallace Kirk and is set to run from mid-July through mid-October. Kirk was born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, and lived most of her life there. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
It gets hot on this Monday. Temperatures top out in the low 90s. Lots of sun. Overnight tonight, clear and warm. Also muggy tonight for Tuesday. Temperatures top out in the low 90s. We'll stay in the upper 80s to near 90 for a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But there's going to be a good chance for scattered storms. That'll cool some areas off. Overnight lows remain in the low 70s Wednesday night through Friday night. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.